Greetings, welcome, hello. You are listening to the UV Little Records podcast broadcast. This is episode 12. It's January 2012. I'm John Hain, the UV Little guy. And on this special edition of the broadcast, we will be listening to music. Specifically, music from the three releases that we put out in 2011. Rit Dietz, Stephanie Rearick, and The Crooked Mouth. And we'll take them in chronological order. And then we'll hear a sneak preview of Maestro Subgum in the Hole. We're going to be re-releasing all of their studio albums as well as some extra stuff, live and unreleased studio stuff, later this year. And we're currently in the process of going through and working on all of that. I will be joined via the internet by Lee Orff, who's helped me on that project. And we'll hear some tracks to wet our whistle. But before all that, I have an announcement to announce. It is our great pleasure to let you know that Barry Bennett has had three of his songs selected by Canopy Dance Company here in Madison, Wisconsin, for their upcoming April performance. That'll take place the weekend of April 13th, 14th, and 15th. And if you live in Madison, put it on your calendar, because it should be very cool to see his music staged in that way. So we're going to start off with a couple songs from Rit Dietz's April 2011 release, Pop. If you like what you hear, head over to our website, uvlittle.com, U-V-U-L-I-T-T-L-E, and you can pick up this album at no charge. Rit has decided to very generously allow people to download it, so you can pick it up and enjoy it to your heart's content.
Noontime, I lower the blinds and I walk out of the door. Look out, man, you hit your head, that's what they said before. The sun on my face, all back to my back, I feel a new thing round the bend. That just might set me free. I take a drink of the bourbon I bought just a day or two ago. Look out, man, you're gonna drop that gun, it's gonna hit the floor. The moon shines and all of that time, I feel the sun might rise again. Melt these chains off me. Come on down to the river. Come on down to my bedside. Get down in this water so clean. Walk down to the ocean. I can't wait for the ocean. river. Come on down to my bedside. Get down in this water so clean. I think I hear the ocean.
Just heard two tracks from Rit Dietz's album Pop. The first was called The Landslide, and the second is Island of Dogs, which, by the way, Rit made a very cute video for. You can look that up on our website or at YouTube. Rit Dietz, Island of Dogs, and he's got the whole family in on the action, which makes sense because they're on the recording as well. Contrary to my earlier claims, I'm not going to take the whole program chronologically in order of release. We had two releases in September of 2011, Stephanie Rearick and The Crooked Mouth. Crooked Mouth came first on September 13th, and Stephanie's was on the 20th. However, for my purposes, I'm going to play them in the opposite order on this special edition of the podcast broadcast. Stephanie's album, Up the Wall, came out in September, and she mounted a pretty massive U.S. tour, went down south, around the West Coast, across the Midland, a little bit on the East Coast, and then headed back here to Madison. And hopefully she'll get out on the road a little bit more this year to continue to promote the record. It's a really remarkable album. Ed Reardon in Chicago did all the recording and the mixing, and it just, yeah, it really captures the sound that I think she's been going for a long time. So we're going to hear the title track, Up the Wall, which is a piano rocker, and then we're going to hear Evening Sun, which is a very layered composition with piano, vocal, and trumpet using her loop station. So here's two tracks from Stephanie Rearick's Up the Wall.
Thank you. fun. And I wanna work today and spend a lot of groovy good old times. I know how to work it if I show you yours and you can show me mine. I looked at my room today and blinked at what I saw.
Isn't
nice. That was two tracks from Stephanie Rearick's most recent album, Up the Wall. And she'll be doing shows around the Midwest, and to some degree around the country for the rest of the year in support of that album. Also watch for her new project, Stephanie Rearick Jr., which is a little bit different than what we've heard from her before, a little bit more lo-fi, using a Casio Tone keyboard and its built-in beats, also with a lot of looping and trumpet. So pretty cool show. We saw that down at Mickey's a few weeks ago as a debut, and that was pretty cool. And she's also taken up drums, playing in two Madison bands, Lady Scissors with Brent George and Lori Herkus. It's kind of a poppy Velvet Underground sort of sound. Very nice. A lot of nice vocal harmonies in there. And then she's also playing in a duo with Yours Truly, a new band called Dry Nurse. And again, she's on drums, I'm on guitar, and it's pretty raw rock and roll. Leans towards the psychotic, and we hope to be playing out sometime later this year, hopefully in the spring or early summer. So yeah, that's what's going on in that part of the UV Little universe. Moving on, I'm going to play a couple songs from Crooked Mouth. They're a Chicago band that I came to know because Bo O'Reilly and Jenny Magnus are principal members, and I knew them as members of Maestro Subgum in the Hole, as well as their own solo theater and music work. It's a string band that has a folksy cabaret sort of vibe going on, and I'll just play a couple songs so you can take a listen.
When I place my hands on something solid, bitter, full of dark, dark reason. They come up the air, they resin up the nightlings with their late night teasing. Like floating blue flies, I stopped with a hot hot wind. Like a Raymond Chandler fist on a Cassius Clay chin. I wanna bed my head in dynamite. Lay down, all my fuses lit. Let's have that smoke, let's get on with it. Put up my hand, put up my hand.
Enjoyed what you heard? You can pick up a copy at UV Little Records website, uvulittle.com. And there's also some more sample tracks you can listen to there of not just Crooked Mouth, but all of the albums that we've released and that we carry. Fans of Maestro Subgum and the Hole may have recognized the second Crooked Mouth song, Death Rag, that I played. It appears on their last studio album, Don't Flirt. For people new to the band, they're a Chicago band that started in the mid-80s and ran through the mid-90s. They released 8 studio albums, and we are embarking on a project to re-release all of those studio albums as well as some extras of live shows and unreleased studio material. The project has been on hold for a while for reasons too numerous to count here, but it is moving forward now. We're starting to import and listen and work on the production of the various albums. Lee Orff, a longtime Maestro fan and former Madisonian, in fact, he volunteered at WORT, our community radio station, has been very politely and persistently poking me via the internet for the last couple of years about this project. And has been a real motivating factor in getting the whole thing up to speed again. So if you want to thank anyone for getting this project moving again, you'd want to thank Lee. He's going to be helping with a lot of the production. I'm going to play an introduction that Lee emailed me about himself and about his role in this project. And then we're going to play a little Maestro Subgum in the Hole to wet our collective whistle. But first, here's Lee.
Hello, this is Lee Orff. I am a former Madisonite, having lived in Madison from about 1986 to 2000. I did some volunteer work at WORT. I hosted a classical radio show. I've been involved in radio in its different forms and done some production work for Wisconsin Public Radio as well. I'm a big fan of Maestro's Sub Gum in the Hole. I was first sort of accidentally stumbled into the band by picking up a funny-looking record at a used record store in Madison. I only bought it for the title and the artwork. It was called Jiggle the Constable. Sounded like some strange euphemism, which actually I think it is. And anyway, introduced me to their music and found it really hard to get my hands on recordings of the band, even in the 90s. They were on cassette, maybe, and vinyl. Some releases came out on CD, but not exactly an easy band to get your hands on. So when I discovered that John Hayne was going to be re-releasing the entire Maestro Sub Gum and the Hole catalog on his record label, I immediately got in touch with him and said, "Hey, this is great. I'm excited." And for a while, it looked like things were going kind of slow, and I would every once in a while poke him on the internet and say, "Hey, you know, what's going on?" And finally, I think I bugged him enough, and he said, "Do you want to help?" Which I found kind of cool, since I do have some experience working with audio and things like that. So the deal is I'm going to be working with John to essentially prepare all of the Maestro Sub Gum in the Hole recordings for release, digital release, online in lossless FLAC format, something you could burn to CD. There might be a USB release. There'll also be an MP3 release. Basically, the whole kit and caboodle is going to come out and be available all the way back to Diamond in the Dumpster, one of their, I think, earliest releases, and all the way up to Don't Flirt on CD, which came out, I think, in the mid-90s. And a whole bunch of new stuff, which hasn't yet seen the light of day, digital soundboards from live performances from Maestro Sub Gum in the Hole. So that's what was on the horizon, and it looks like things are starting to move, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. I'm going to be helping John sort of doing some of the mastering for the releases. So stay tuned for the big re-release of all of Maestro's catalog coming up sometime this year.
Stuttering, there's another way to see. He's a babbling question. He's a babbling question. He's a babbling questions. Is it them or is it me? I call it life. All the way. When I'm laying on my back, I'm a slug. I'm a bug. And I'm lying all over the rug. On the floor. By the door.
chance. And never stood a chance from the vibe I left the tree. I call it life.
That closes out this episode of the UV Little Records podcast broadcast. Two tracks there from Jiggle the Constable by Maestro Subgum and the Hole, their 1992 vinyl-only release. And I can let you know that the masters sound phenomenal, so we're very excited about that. In any event, thanks for listening. Visit us on the web at uvlittle.com, UVULITTLE. I welcome your feedback at music@uvlittle.com. Feel free to email me. We also have a Facebook page if you want to comment there. Until the next time, I remain John Hayne, the UV Little guy.
This has been a broadcast of the UV Little Records podcast. Broadcast.
Meep.